saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. Never isolate yourself. Never isolate yourself no matter what has happened. The human being is not built to be alone. We are an ummah that is together. Once you isolate yourself, the shaitan loves it. Like that Rasulullah said, like the sheep who goes astray from the flock, the wolf gets them. Isolation kills you. Yes, sometimes you need to distance yourself from certain people who are truly toxic to you. You distance. This is called hajrun jameel, meaning to distance with goodness. Because if you're close, it's worse. But choose and see which people you can sit with and be connected with, even if it's closer half of the way. Well, that's what Islam came. It came to tell you there's hope. You can change. Sometimes we fear the future. We say, my life is worthless. Some people will, ayyadu billah, get to a point where they think, I have to end it. Why? Why, ya akhi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you breath, has given you time, has given you youth, has given you strength, has given you blessings. Nothing ever stays the same. Never isolate yourself. Never isolate yourself no matter what has happened. The human being is not built to be alone. We are an ummah that is together. Once you isolate yourself, the shaitan loves it. Like that Rasulullah said, like the sheep who goes astray from the flock, the wolf gets them. Isolation kills you. Yes, sometimes you need to distance yourself from certain people who are truly toxic to you. You distance. This is called hajrun jameel, meaning to distance with goodness. Because if you're close, it's worse. But choose and see which people you can sit with and be connected with, even if it's closer half of the way, who can benefit you, inshallah. That's what the Rasul said. احرص على ما ينفعك. Be diligent on the things that benefit you. People, skills, readings, actions, whatever it is. واستعن بالله ولا تعجز. Seek Allah's support and do not give up. Don't become paralyzed. فإن أصابك شيء. But if a calamity befalls you, stopped you from your expectation and your goal and your plan, فلا تقل لو أني فعلت كان كذا. لو أنت فعلت كذا كان كذا. Never say, if only I had done such and such would have happened. ولكن قل قدر الله وما شاء فعل. Say Allah has pre-measured in what He wills He does. There is a wisdom behind it. فإن كلمة لو تفتح عمل الشيطان. For just merely saying, if only, and constantly saying and repeating and not getting out of it, it opens the door for the shaitan. What is the door of the shaitan? Debilitation, sadness, misery, loss, failure. You're good for nothing. But my brothers and sisters, remember your value to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember about the people that if you were to harm yourself, God forbid, or for you were to go away, the people that who love you, who you are harming, there are people who love you tremendously. You need to remember them. It's very normal for us to focus on the people who hate us, to focus on the people who want harm to us, to focus on the bad words that people say upon us. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows you there are others who love you, there are others who will support you, there are others who are making dua for you and you're making dua for them. There will always be the truth and the false, the right and the wrong, the helpers and the destroyers. There will always be. Which side do you want to take? Finally, brothers and sisters, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us many du'as and many ways of taking care of ourselves. One of the ways is that he said, from the verses of the Quran and his words, any sin that you've ever done in the past and any person that you've ever hurt and you feel guilty and you can't forgive yourself from it and you start thinking upon Allah, the worst of the worst, that He's going to punish you, that He's going to put you in hellfire. You probably have heard a hadith that says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't forgive people's rights, He only forgives His own rights. And then you start reading hadiths and verses that scare you all the time and you forget about the verses which give you hope. Then remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger have emphasized that Allah forgives all sins altogether. And that if you feel guilty about your past mistakes or hurt or whatever you've done to people, then remember this, that if you can do something about it and fix it, go ahead and do it. But if you can't do something about it and fix it, make dua for the people that you hurt in the past. And don't let it define you as a bad person. Make dua for them. Give a sadaqah on their behalf. Weren't the companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him, at one time murderers of the believers before they converted to Islam? Weren't they at one time murderers of the believers? Look what Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu did. Look what Umar ibn Khattab did. Look. But when they converted, when they embraced Islam, Allah forgave all their past sins. It didn't define them, but they made dua for those who had beaten them. They said they made dua for those who had beaten them to Islam and to Deen. And they fixed and did better than what they were before. But my brothers, don't let that define you. Umm Salama radiallahu anha, the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said the hadith is in Abu Dawood and Tirmidhi and Nasa'i and Ibn Majah wa Ahmad, and it is an authentic hadith. She says, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never left my house, his wife in my house, except that he used to look up at the sky and he would say the following words: Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an udilla aw udal. Oh Allah, I seek refuge in you from leading others astray or being led astray by others. Aw azilla aw uzal, or that I am humiliated or I cause humiliation for others, yani unjustly. Aw azlima aw uzlam, or that I am oppressed or that I oppress anyone else. Aw ajhala aw yujhala alay, or that I cause ignorance or speak of ignorance towards others, or others make me fall prey to their ignorance and insolence. So this is a beautiful dua to say, Allahumma, once again, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an udilla aw udal, aw azilla aw uzal, aw azlima aw uzlam, aw ajhala aw yujhala alay. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us strength in this world and in the next. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us strength in this world to stick to our deen and morals and ethics and the guidance of Allah, and make us among the triumphant and successful in the next. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring the beautiful and righteous people to find one another and to make this ummah solidified once again. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep the harm away from our ranks and from our community and us individually. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala weaken the shaitan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the plots of the shaitan and his whispers, and from the whispers of his enemies and those of his supporters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring about relief to the destitute brothers and sisters in Gaza and everywhere around the world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring us strength within and without. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our shortcomings and let us see his blessings as they should be seen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be with us in our support everywhere we go and any way or state that we become. Jazakum Allahu khayran. Thank you for listening. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد والحمد لله رب